Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started. Ankara and para, do you see that right there? That's powerful two words, which I consistently remember. So talking about that, we went to the Vegas Strip. In the Vegas Strip, we shot the paintings on the ceiling, which was a replica of what Michelangelo had painted at the Sistine Chapel in Vatican. It's such a beautiful painting. Michelangelo took a long time. It was one of the hardest pieces of work what he did back in the day, right? This is what like dated to, I don't know how many centuries ago, I gotta get the exact dates, but just amazing painting what he did. Michelangelo, much later on, around 87 or 89, right around the time frame, in his old age, he was still painting, and there was a beautiful painting what he had drawn. And while he was painting it, somebody walked up to him and they asked him, "Hey, how are you doing such beautiful painting? You know, how do you paint at this age?" And that's when he said, "Encaro imparo." What it means is, yet I'm learning. Where I want you all to think about the content what we are bringing is, you want to use this content to see, how is it that you can learn every day? Anything what I learn every day and what I've learned over a period of time, I'm just passing it on. Not that I have information or knowledge about everything in the world, but whatever I know, the little bit, I have this in my mind, which is encaro imparo. Every day is a learning moment. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to be like on top of the game every day, because every day is a new experience. You're continuing to build the organization. Similarly, as students, that's the right age of formation. The foundational elements, what you're learning on a day-to-day basis, is what is really going to keep you as premium talent in the marketplace. Similarly, whether you're a student, a college student, or you're just about to get a job, it is so important to have that mindset, yet I'm learning. So how do you really practice yet I'm learning? Very, very simple things what you're do yet I'm learning is, on a daily basis, whether you are listening to a podcast or reading a quick news bit, based on your interest level, whatever you want to, whatever is your interest. Your interest, it could be in sports, it could be in certain hobbies, it could be in flying, this, that, whatever it is, just pick up one particular topic, choose one particular subscription or articles where it is published, just follow those articles, listen to a particular podcast. And I can tell you that every day, if you just improve 1%, There's a great book called this Atomic Habits from James Clear, in which he talks about, if you have 1% increase over a year, you have a 38% increase in terms of your overall knowledge. Just 1% every day, learning a new word, learning about a new technology, new something which is published in an article, learning through podcast and implementing that. That is the key. That is what is going to make the difference. So when you think about learning, I want you to think about Michelangelo. When you think about Michelangelo, I want you to think about Sistine Chapel. When you think about Sistine Chapel, I want you to think about Encaro Imparo. I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend, saying, "Hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed." And hopefully you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.